Janie Lee Grace. Welcome to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show on UK Health Radio. Hi, welcome to the show. I'm Janie Lee Grace. What a week. What a super busy week it's been. Thank you so much to those of you who came to our live podcast recording on Monday night, our Sober Club's 6th birthday celebrations. We had such fun. You just can't beat that in-person connection. It really was special. And I know there were lots of people couldn't make it with tube strikes and God knows what, but thanks to those who did, some came a really long way. And the great thing is you can all get to hear most of our evening. I'm going to play that for you very soon. I'm going to let you get a chance to hear that. I did my kind of something I haven't really done in ages, which was a proper kind of holistic living talk, albeit quite short and sweet. But it's kickstarted some things. It's made me realise that people really are still very interested in the whole holistic living picture, particularly once we've quit alcohol. So you get a chance to hear that. If you've got any questions, drop me a message. I'm very happy to do more podcasts and more sessions on various different elements of holistic living. And also there's a great introduction to tapping, EFT, with a colleague of mine, and again, always happy to share more about that with you. It's something I use in my coaching and can be very, very powerful technique. Just before I go into that live recorded show, just a quick mention in case anyone is thinking that they would like to kind of take the next stage, as it were, with their sobriety enthusiasm. So if you've ditched the booze and you're feeling passionate about sobriety and you're thinking, what can I do with this, then perhaps doing our training to be a holistic sober coach could be the answer, whether that's for you personally to just really reinforce all of your personal growth and transformation, or whether you want to work with other people. And of course, there are so many different ways to use the skills. But I fully appreciate this isn't for everyone. Lots of you listening are early days, so you're thinking, what's she on about? But if it is of interest to you, we have a free webinar on Monday, the 29th of September, but you do have to register. So if you go to thesoberclub.com/events and click there and just register for the free webinar, it's Monday, 29th of September, 7:30 p.m. Or tell someone you know if you've got colleagues or friends who you think that, you know, might be their thing, because spaces are very limited, and I really believe the right people show up for these things. We do have a training coming up in October, and then we're booking now for our next one, which is January the 31st to the 1st of Feb. They're the two in-person days, and then that's followed by some online sessions and really becoming part of our coaches family. So it's a big deal, but if it feels right for you, it would be amazing to have you join us. So that's that webinar. Really looking forward to that. And the other thing I would just want to share with you before we head into this podcast proper is that I'm doing a retreat. I'm collaborating with Homefield Grange Spa. It's the most magical detox center in sort of Northamptonshire, kind of Leicestershire border. It's a really unique place in that it's totally luxurious and yet completely holistic. Those two things don't always come together. You know, with all my years of doing this kind of work, I've often found that when you get places that are truly holistic, you know, there's sometimes a little rough around the edges, which is fair enough, of course. And sometimes we want that. I'm a big fan of the rustic, basic kind of place. But then on the other side of the spectrum, you get places that are really, you know, just so well done, very luxurious, but they aren't actually truly holistic. But incredibly, Homefield Grange Spa does both. It genuinely is absolutely fabulous, beautiful venue, totally beautiful venue. It is luxurious, and yet you feel like you're at home. There's a real home from home feel. And we're going to be doing a self-care and sobriety retreat, you could call it. But it's all based around self-care, because ultimately that's the kind of basis of everything. And we're talking ultimate self-care, extreme self-care. So we're not just going to be recommending that you go off and have a spa treatment, though of course you absolutely can do that while you're there. We go much more in depth. We're going to look at how you can release limiting beliefs. We're going to look at how you can learn new tools, new techniques to bring, to regulate your nervous system. We're going to learn how you can lift your own spirit so you can bring yourself back to balance. There will be yoga, there will be walking, there'll be an amazing cookery demonstration, and their food is, oh wow, sensational. So there's lots to look forward to. It's going to be a really special weekend, and it would be amazing if you could join us. It's the 25th to 27th of October. And as I say, it's Home for Grange Spa, the ultimate self-care weekend. So again, if you go to thesoberclub.com, click on events, you'll find all the info for it there. I would love to have some podcast listeners there. Just drop me a message if you want more information, and I'll send it to you direct. So see you on the webinar Monday 29th. Hopefully some of you might want to book the retreat. And right now, enjoy our live experience as if you were there.
The station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at ukhealthradio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tennis Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Oh, it's so lovely to see you. Thank you so much for coming, and especially on the night of a tube strike. Honestly, it shows commitment, really does. Thank you. And obviously, this is, a really special day for me because the Sober Club is six years old, and you were there right at the beginning. Joe was there right at the very beginning, where we used to do some events in London, in East London. And I always remember when I launched the Sober Club, I launched it because I'd done my TEDx talk, Sobriety Rocks, Who Knew? And it was because of the TEDx talk I kind of realised, oh, actually, there are people who want to be connected and who are at all different stages, but also they might want some of the other stuff I do, because I was already doing the kind of well-being stuff. And that's how it came about. And I remember thinking, if there's just kind of 10 of us or something, it's fine, because I'll just slowly cancel it all again. it flew. And the Sober Club, for anyone who doesn't know, is relatively small. So some people have been there pretty much from the beginning. Lynn, Jill, fairly long time, right? And one of the great things about it is that we welcome people who are sober curious, or they're on day one and they're kind of very nervous and thinking, oh, can I, can't I, can I do this hard thing? Right through to people who are kind of 10 years sober, because it's always about the what next, what else shall I level up now? How else can I have some amazing stuff in my life? So that's why it works so brilliantly. So for me,
One of the things that you've probably heard me bang on about a lot is that I, for many years, I've been queen of well-being and holistic living, and it's almost 20 years since this book came out, Imperfectly Natural Woman. How scary is that? Almost 20 years. And I was so ahead of my time with this book. I really was. I mean, now, you know, everyone writes about far infrared saunas and all the stuff I wrote about in here. But I was the first, right? I really was. I was writing about kale and coconut oil before they got their own PR, right? And lots of people thought I was absolutely nuts with the ideas in this book. And when it first came out, it did absolutely nothing. And I was incensed. I'm thinking, you have to be kidding. There's my life in here. You have to be kidding me. I didn't realize. I thought if you wrote a book, you know, it pops into Waterstones. I mean, oh, how wrong can you be, you know? But I managed to get myself an interview with the lovely late Johnny Walker. And he loved this book. Johnny was very into his health and well-being. And we went through every single detail practically in an hour, just over an hour's interview. And they practically never had as many calls. And I think the reason is because I got the title right, because it says Imperfectly Natural Woman. I wasn't trying to be anything I wasn't. And I think that's the thing, really. That was the success, was that I was trying to give people permission to do the bits they can, right? No one's perfect. You do the bits you can. And so, you know, as I say, it was 20 years ago. It was now, obviously, well-being, emotional well-being, physical well-being, sustainability, it's everywhere. But back then it was still relatively new, and I think that's why it was a success, and it went to Amazon number one overnight. And that's where my kind of second career began, if you like. And I went on to write books for Hay House and do loads of talks and all the rest of it. But as I'm sure you all know, through all these years of being queen of natural skincare and queen of cleaning your home without chemicals and queen of good nutrition, I was stepping around this massive elephant in the room that was alcohol. So thank God I called myself Imperfectly Natural, otherwise I would have been lynched, right? I just saw that as my little treat. So it was all of those years, really, that I was stepping around that huge elephant. And then when the light finally came on, and I got that kind of missing piece of the holistic jigsaw, it was like, well, thank God, now I get it. And that's why I'm so passionate about, for most other people, they kind of start with the sobriety piece and then they're like, oh, what else can I do? So that's the bit I'm well versed in. So that's the bit I'm very happy to help you all with. So I am going to share a few bits and bobs, that some of the things I would have spoken about all those years ago if I'd done a talk on being imperfectly natural. So I'm going to throw some of that stuff at you. But before we do, we can't talk about holistic well-being without thinking about the emotional well-being and mindset. As we all know, if we quit alcohol, one of the most important things is checking out what's going on in our head. And there are many, many amazing tools and tips and techniques that you can use along the way to support you when you're going through the early stages of sobriety and beyond, and when you start to get the anxiety and the stressful, you know, stuff. Because we have to find new ways, don't we, to regulate our nervous system, new ways to bring ourselves back to balance, because the old way ain't going to cut it, is it? You know, they're like, oh my God, I've had a shit day, reach for a drink. We need to find another way. And so the more kind of tools we have up our sleeve and, you know, in our toolbox, the better it is. So one of the things that I do a little bit of on my sober coach training, and something that I've been doing for years off and on, is EFT. And so to that end, I would like to invite my lovely colleague, Sarah Holland. How are you doing, Sarah? Should we give her own mic? So, Sarah, it's fantastic you could join us. Thank you so much. So we should say that Sarah and I are in a little business group together. Mm-hmm. But also, you're also sober.
Yes.
Tell us about your sobriety.
A year and a half,
fantastic.
About a year and a half.
And you're one of those people who just kind of rolled into it, didn't you?
Yeah, I was, just like you were saying, I've been in the world of natural health and natural living for a very long time. I was a reflexologist way back, and then EFT and vegan and stopped using hair dye and, you know, all the things. But still really relying on my Friday night glass of wine, starting the weekend, seeing that as my relaxation. And then for a few months, I just noticed I was leaving the wine. I wasn't finishing it, and it felt heavy and it felt too much. And then I met you, and I met lots of other people suddenly who were sober. And I was surrounded by people saying how easy it was and how liberating it was. And I thought, I'm going to stop just leaving that glass of wine every week, and I'm going to, yeah, actually say I'm never drinking again. And that was about a year and a half ago now.
Amazing. So, yeah, well done, you. Fantastic. So you've been kind of queen of EFT for a long time. Mm. So for anyone who hasn't come across EFT, stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, and I suppose if there will be people, I'll just share my little bit first here, because I always sort of start by explaining this, because years and years ago, when somebody told me about EFT, they showed me that people do this tapping thing. You've probably heard it referred to as tapping. And somebody did a little bit on me. And I just thought, honestly, what absolute BS. Just stop it, will you? Just stop it. How very annoying. I was probably also drinking, which wouldn't have been helping. And so I remember thinking, this is ridiculous. And then a colleague of ours, who is an EFT trainer, invited me to come and do an EFT training course, to do a level one as a practitioner on a complimentary basis in return for a review, because I used to do loads of reviews. And because I liked him, I said, no, I'm not going to come, because I don't like writing reviews that are terrible, and I wouldn't want to diss what you do, so I won't come. And he said, oh no, I really want you to come now, bring it on, I don't care what you say. Okay, so you can imagine I kind of went into this training with not exactly necessarily the best attitude, but I thought, you know, I'm open. And on the very first kind of 5 minutes or whatever, he decided to do an EFT demo. And, you know, clearly it was me, wasn't it, the way it ended up. And he just said to me, think of something that's, it's got some kind of emotional charge for you that kind of makes your heart beat a bit faster, it's upsetting or whatever. And we'll just do a little demo. And he must have seen something flickery, because he said, oh, if you don't want to share, it's fine. It can be a secret. So I'm, okay, right, so I'm not even going to tell him what it is. So I sat there and he did this tapping on me, and it was actually a very big thing, which I never did share. And afterwards, everyone's going, we saw your face, change. Mm. It was absolutely bizarre. Yeah. It was literally like something that had been an issue for me my whole life was, I wouldn't say 100% cured, in inverted commas, but it had gone from a 10 to about a 2 in 20 minutes. So that was my experience of EFT. Mm-hmm. So as you can imagine, I was bought in after that. And for anyone who's thinking, well, I don't care, I still think it's BS, there are lots of very cool celebs tapping right now, aren't there?
Yes. Yeah, right from Queen Camilla to Oprah to Meghan to... Yeah.
Boy George, of course.
Boy George in the jungle. Yeah. Everyone's tapping. And lots of sports teams as well. Lots of national sports teams use tapping.
Do they really?
To get their mind out of the way.
Ah, okay.
And athletics. And yeah, it's amazing.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
So for anyone who is brand new to it, can you sort of tell us, what is it?
So, yeah, EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, and it is also just called tapping because we use a tapping technique. Some people call it meridian tapping because it uses a Chinese meridian system. So most people have heard of acupuncture. That's very familiar, which are the lines of energy that run through the body, and needles are inserted along the lines to balance the energy to bring about good health. In our physical body mainly, whereas with EFT, we look at the emotional side, which of course impacts on the physical health as well. And the whole theory behind EFT and why it works so well is that any negative emotions we experience, so anything that isn't comfortable, isn't needed anymore, is caused by a disruption in our body's energy system. And I like to think of it a bit like a power surge or a short circuit in our body's electrical wiring. And if we use a tapping while we're focused on the issue, as you were, JD, we're balancing the emotional reaction in that moment. So we're rewriting really what our reaction is to the challenge, to the trigger. And when we're talking about things like alcohol, drinking, or anything in life, a lot of it is emotional attachments that we've learned along the way that we've collected to kind of protect us and keep us safe, or it feels familiar. And it really rewrites your attachment and your association to things and brings you back to whatever your most healthy, natural, rational, logical place to be, within minutes, like you said. Yeah. That was my first experience as well. 20 yeah. minutes, and I'd gone from a 10 to a zero. And that first 20 minutes of tapping that I had was for my fear of public speaking. And I would I would not be here today. That was 23 years ago. So Amazing. So yeah. it's quite phenomenal how quickly yeah. it can work.
And you can work with a practitioner, but there are also lots of little things you can do yourself, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I thought we could do, is if you could maybe share with us something really simple. Well, obviously show us tell us the tapping points, but I appreciate this is speed tapping, so you're not going to go away necessarily knowing how to do it all. But we can, you know, there's loads of stuff on the Sober Club website, and there's lots of places you can find out more. And you can always go to Sarah's site as well. So there's lots of availability of stuff that you can pick up if you're interested. But we thought we'd just give you a little speed demo.
A little mini tap.
Yeah, we can
do that, absolutely. And very similar to what you said there, Janie, it's good to focus on something that is on your mind at the moment. Nothing that's too big, too complex, or you wouldn't want to go there right now, but something that feels maybe frustrating or annoying or is like niggling in the back of your mind. We all have
those
things.
The fact that the tubes are not running.
That could be. How am I going to get home later? Yeah, that kind of thing. And then what I'll do is I'll guide you through the tapping, if you just follow along with me, and I'll guide you to where each of the points are, and I will speak them verbally for our podcast listeners as well.
For anyone listening.
Absolutely.
It's not only visual.
And we're going to be saying words and phrases, and they may or may not apply to what you're thinking, but the most important thing is that you keep focusing on whatever the issue is. So take a moment just to bring something to mind now, something that feels uncomfortable, frustrating, worrying, whatever it may be. And notice the emotion it brings up in you, and give a name to it if you can, what the main emotion is, and how strong that feels on a 0 to 10 scale. So 0 is your calm place where you'd like to be, and 10 out of 10 is the strongest that you can imagine. And when you've got that, take your two fingertips on one hand and tap on the side of your hand just under your little finger. So under your little finger with two fingertips on the side of your hand. And then just repeat these words. Even though I have this thought and I have all this emotion, I'm open to releasing what I don't need, and I accept and love myself. And now we're going to tap on top of the head, on the crown of the head, with all your fingertips, and just bring that thought to mind and say, this emotion. And then tapping with your two fingertips on the inside of your eyebrow, and just say, this emotion. Then on this outside corner of your eye, say, this emotion. Keep thinking about it under the eye. Say, this emotion. And then tapping right under your nose, say, this emotion. And then under your bottom lip, keep thinking about it and say, this emotion. Then just tap on your collarbone with your whole hand. Bring that thought to mind. I'm open to releasing what I don't need. And then going across the body, just kind of tap where under your arm where your bra goes across.
Unless you're on the tube.
Unless you're on the tube. It can look like you're just having a scratch under the arm. Bring that thought to mind again, this emotion. Okay, and that's just one simple round. Just take a deep breath right down to your belly and release. And then take a moment to bring that thought to mind again, the one that was annoying you, niggling you, worrying you, and see how it looks now. Notice the thoughts that are there, the emotions that are coming up, and see if it's changed in any way. Sometimes it's the emotion itself that changes. Sometimes it goes from anger to sadness, for example, as it changes. But look at the intensity as well, 0 to 10, see where you are on the scale. And the one rule with tapping, which you can take home with you, is if you are anywhere above a zero, it's always worth tapping again.
Yeah.
Even if you think you can't get to a zero, it's quite surprising.
Has anyone done EFT before? We should have asked that. No?
Oh, yeah.
New experience.
You have?
Yes. Okay. Okay. Welcome, by the way. Welcome, welcome. You're welcome to mingle if you want to come down. You're welcome.
We were just saying we're very impressed that everyone's battled through the lack of trains.
Absolutely.
So thank you. Yeah, come and have a drink, guys. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Just briefly then on EFT, just to finish off, what's so great about EFT is that I think you can, obviously you can use it for big stuff. So you can work with a practitioner and you can do some really deep stuff with it. Mm-hmm. But you can also use it just for tiny little things. So I always remember going to a dentist, don't get me started anyway, but that's another whole podcast. but when you're in that kind of dentist chair and it's like, oh God, you can literally just tap on the side of your hand or just
the fingertip points.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And it's amazing how it just brings, I don't know how it does that, but it's really incredible, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So it's really worth everybody, even if you don't learn a whole raft of EFT, just to remember that actually tap, you know, there's a word, it's the word, isn't it? You're tapping into. So just to remember that you can just tap on the inside of the fingertip points, literally inside the left corner of your fingernail.
Every finger bed, yes, on the
is amazing.
Nail bed. Yeah.
And I also think the other tip is that if you can't do a whole routine of all the points, then just choose one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that resonates.
And sometimes you detect that as you tap.
Yeah.
For me, it's these two, above the mouth and below the mouth, those two points.
So each point corresponds to a different meridian,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does, yeah.
And you don't have to necessarily know what that is.
No, but you can, as you go round, especially if you tap quite slowly, you can kind of detect where the emotions drop.
Yeah.
And then that's your point to go back to nice and quickly and easily, yeah.
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 Any questions on tapping before we let Sarah go? Probably got a million questions.
I have a little story. Can I share a little story?
Yeah.
The big area that I've worked in for many years is fertility support. People on a fertility journey, having IVF. I've expanded what I do now, but for a long time, that's all I did. And I remember a woman came to me going through IVF, didn't want to drink alcohol at all while she was preparing for IVF. But she was going to a family wedding, an Irish family wedding, and she said, I can't go and not drink. Everyone will be looking at me, they'll all ask questions, and I don't want anyone thinking I'm pregnant. So we tapped on all the fears of, if I'm not drinking, people will say this, people will presume I'm pregnant, I can't not drink. She was thinking of not going to the wedding at all. Anyway, she came to our next session after the wedding, and she said, I was dancing on the tables till 2 a.m. I was the life and soul of the party. It was amazing, she said, and all with a sparkling water.
Yeah.
And nobody knew, nobody suspected a thing. So, and she felt good in her head, you know, and was having a good time. So it's all emotional. It's all our thoughts.
Totally.
And we can rewrite those.
Who else believes you can dance sober?
We'll
but
be up on
if
these
you could dance
later.
Before, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure being sober enables you to be able to dance.
Exactly.
You don't care.
You can still have fun, yeah.
So, Sarah, we'll obviously put all the info about the work that you do, and you've got some little leaflets and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. So thank you so much. I really appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A round of applause. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you. Obviously, there are 1,000 other things I could talk about in terms of emotional well-being, but in the Sober Club, we've got a whole raft of different expert videos and sessions and stuff. But I thought that's enough to get you started for now. So back on the kind of holistic living stuff, I'm just going to share with you. I don't have any notes in front of me, so I'm literally just going to throw a few things at you. That kind of thing that I would have done from this book all those years ago. And then you can ask questions if you want to. We'll see where it goes. So one thing that I often used to start those talks with when I was doing something around holistic living was
how we reduce our toxic chemical load. Every time I talk about this stuff now, I kind of have to pat myself on the back and go, how did I manage to do all of that when I was in fact increasing my toxic load with alcohol? But there you go. You know, you don't know what you don't know, as the lovely saying goes. But yeah, so how do we decrease our toxic load? Because it's kind of ironic, isn't it, that we're really conscious. We become conscious of what we're putting in our mouth. We become really conscious of not wanting to have alcohol because it's toxic. And often for many of us, that then leads to wanting to eat healthily and have good nutrition. And we also don't want, you know, E numbers and God knows what else. So we want stuff clean. And yet, with all of that going on, the toxic load of everything else in our lives is typically huge. So let's start with skincare. So the average person, the average woman, you know, ingests God knows how many pounds of chemicals just in a couple of applications of lipstick. You know, skincare is unbelievably toxic. What you put on your skin goes within. I'm sure most people know that now. Again, when I was talking about this stuff 20 years ago, I don't think people did realize. Now I think they do. When I wrote that book, there were five. I did a ton of research, and there were five companies that made natural makeup, natural cosmetics, which is incredible because you look at the number now, it's unbelievable, but there were only five. But still, the issue that we have now is that people will often say to me, oh, you'd be really proud of me. I bought the shampoo or whatever that was said it was organic aloe vera. And you go, oh, well, that's lovely. Let's have a quick look at the bottle. And actually, it contains every single toxic chemical there is and a bit of organic aloe vera. So it's not so much about what's in the skincare products that you use. It's about what's not in it. And that's where, unfortunately, because, you know, as I say, since I wrote this book, because everything has moved on and more people are aware of this stuff, that's both good and bad. Because what that means is lots of people have jumped on the bandwagon and are producing products that are sustainable and allegedly clean, but actually they're still chock full of chemicals. So that's where you have to be careful. So the bottom line for me is what you put on your skin goes within. If you don't believe that, by the way, then tell me how nicotine patches work and HRT patches. Your skin is the largest organ, and what you put on it goes within. And so it's super important that we don't put a whole ton of chemicals on it if we can find something chemical-free that works just as well. And in many cases, it's just about completely simplifying. You know, I don't buy into any of that you must cleanse, tone, moisturize, serum, pre-serum, you know, and everything else. And you know, you need 38 layers of sun cream. Actually, you probably, you know, if you think back to olden days, depending on your age, your mum or your grandma would have had a pot of cold cream and possibly a red lipstick, and that's job done. I'm not necessarily saying that we can go back to that, but there's many areas where we can simplify. And actually, oils are one of the best ways to go when it comes to skincare. If you've never tried a facial oil, then you might be really surprised that a facial oil can do a ton of things, just one tiny amount of oil. And so many of these products you can make yourself as well. You don't actually have to spend tons of money, because that's the other thing that people usually say. Well, that's all very well, you know, if you've got a fortune to spend on your organic cosmetics. But you don't necessarily have to do that. You can if you want, because there are now a ton of amazing brands. But actually, there's a huge amount you can do with some extra virgin coconut oil and a tiny bit of essential oil. So if you're already thinking to yourself, well, you know what, I'm not going to give up my, you know, whatever, I won't name brands, otherwise I'll be here forever. I'm not going to give up my X and Y. Well, that's fine, because you'd probably be saying, well, they've all been tested safe. So if I'm using a top brand, you could argue it's been tested. So all the ingredients are tested. And that's true. All the ingredients that are included in each of your cosmetic or toiletry products, and your cleaning products, by the way, they will have all been passed safe for use. But here's the thing. There's something like 100,000 different chemicals available for brands to use, roughly 100,000. And another God knows how many thousand come onto the market every year as well. So with that amount of different chemicals to choose from, brands can choose to put together products however they wish. And then when they do, no one's actually done the equation of what happens when you've got chemical number 980 with chemical number 3 and 4,000, and then it's left in sunlight. Nobody can do that equation. I think it was the Ecologist magazine looked into it once, and they actually said, I wonder whether scientists could actually do it. Would it be possible to use algorithms to work out what would happen with all the various different combinations of chemicals? And they decided that it possibly could be done, but it would take 200 years. And who exactly is going to do that? Certainly not the chemical companies, right? So that's the issue. It isn't one bottle of your favourite shampoo or one bottle of washing up liquid that is going to give you cancer. Of course it isn't. It's the cumulative effect of all the different toxins. Because unlike, you know, our mums and our grandmas, we don't have a couple of bottles under the sink, do we? Of about 38. And we don't have two items in our makeup bag. We have about 50. So it's the cumulative effect that's the issue, not the one. So the message really is look for brands or make your own that don't contain the scary stuff. And so then you'll go, well, what's the scary stuff? Well, the brands that really care about what they do make it really clear. They'll actually say, free from all nasties. Or, they'll just make it super clear. There are a whole bunch of chemicals, which I won't bore you with now, but there's a few basics that you want to avoid. But as a general rule, if you use oil, for example, if it's an organic oil, then by its nature, it's going to be organic. If a product contains water, then it can't be organic, fully, completely organic, because obviously it contains water. So there are a few things you need to look for. But on balance, the trick is just to think to yourself, how can I buy stuff? Because it's one of the very few areas where we can keep control of what goes in with our purse, with what we choose to buy to put on our skin, to put in our body, and to use it to clean our home. It's one of the few things we can do where we keep control. And pretty much always, less is more. So you genuinely can save money if you choose to, and largely simplify just about everything. So just while I'm on that, on skincare, one of the things people often used to ask me about was, what about skin conditions like eczema and, or babies with eczema or whatever? And obviously it's a big topic. And typically, because the skin is the largest organ, typically what's going on in your skin, again, it comes from within. So typically it will be related to your health from within. It will be to do with gut health or whatever, which most people know. But also, when you've ruled out, if you think of a baby, for example, who hasn't had a tremendous load of years getting sunburnt or whatever, if you've ruled out allergies, often the next thing nobody ever thinks about is the water that you're bathing in. Nobody ever thinks about that. So they focus on what they're lathering on, you know, all the different creams and lotions and, you know, all the baby's allergic to that, always allergic to that. They never actually think about what they're using to bathe. And actually, it's exactly the same for us. So if you're someone who has eczema or any kind of respiratory problems, always think about the chlorine that you're bathing in. So does anyone live in London or hard water area? Yeah. So I know it's not exactly like going to the swimming pool, but you know when you've been to a regular swimming pool and you come out and you have a shower and then you can still smell the chlorine on your arm? What the hell is that? Just had a shower. It's not exactly like that, but nevertheless, there's a huge amount of chlorine. And chlorine is really drying for the skin, and it's really bad for you for a respiratory illness. So a super simple way to remove chlorine is just to get a bath filter or a shower filter. And they're really cheap. So literally, you just get a filter that takes out the chlorine. We're not talking about a water softener. That's something different. It's literally a filter that fits directly onto the shower. So most shower sprays kind of unscrew and you can add an attachment. Or if you're a bath person, you literally hang it from the bath and run the water through it. And the difference is absolutely amazing. And they cost next to nothing. So it's really tiny little tips like that that can make a difference. And then in terms of, as I say, moisturizer, it's hard to beat coconut oil. It really is. If it's raw, extra virgin coconut oil, it's really hard to beat it for just about everything. It's really good to eat. It's really good for you. It's very high in lauric acid, which is the main ingredient in breast milk. So it's super good for you. I mean, there's lots of schools of thought that say that coconut oil is amazing for brain health, for even for helping protect against Alzheimer's and dementia. It has incredible properties. But it's good to shove in a smoothie or whatever you like. But it's also amazing for your skin and your hair. If you do want to do a complete intensive condition of your hair, you can wash your hair, you can put coconut oil on and wrap it in a towel, as long as you're absolutely not having a night of passion. That would not work. And then you have to rinse it through the next day. So that's kind of a really quick blast through skincare, but I'll answer any other questions you've got in a minute. On to nutrition, because I mentioned, you know, obviously gut health and how your nutrition affects your skin. I think that's one of the key things when people first quit alcohol. They start to realise, well, at least I hope they do, the importance of good nutrition. For anyone who is early weeks, I'm sure you've heard me say 1,000 times that in the early weeks of quitting alcohol, you need the food is so important, having the right food. It drives me bonkers when I hear people say, well, I think I'll lose a few pounds as well, so I won't eat. Because your poor brain chemistry doesn't know what the hell is going on. So it really needs great nutrients at that time to build everything back up. You need really good amino acids, really good fats. And ongoing, really, the bottom line with nutrition is actually ever so simple. But over time, we've complicated it so massively. Again, we were talking about your mum or your grandma, depending on your age. They would have been eating organically in wartime, wouldn't they? Not because they were sort of popping to Waitrose and you know, taking out a mortgage at the farmer's market, but because they were growing their own food. They were growing seasonally. That was another important bit. And they weren't spraying a load of chemicals. That's why it was organic. So that bit, you know, if you can grow your own, obviously that's going to be great. For most of us, we can't. But the next best thing is to just look for, can we find food in its natural state? It's really as simple as that. And then, of course, you've got the 80-20 principle because, you know, don't forget I'm imperfectly natural. So no one's going to do things perfectly all the time. No one's going to eat a 100% perfect diet. It doesn't work that way. But if you focus on the majority of your diet, as it were, being real food, you don't go far wrong. And certainly in the early weeks of sobriety, if you're early days listening to this, then you really do need the 3 meals a day and you really do need protein with every meal. It makes a massive difference. And the good fats. And then, of course, we come to sugar, and that's going to be the next thing that everyone says, oh, yeah, but now I've got a sugar head on because I'm quitting alcohol. And you just, it's a case of making some sugar swaps because there's always another way. You know, there's always a way of switching your sugar head to accepting that you need a little sweet treat every now and then, certainly in the early weeks. But if you put dates in the freezer, who's tried dates in the freezer? Very good, aren't they? Very good. You know, dark chocolate and all the stuff that we know is good for us. It's all completely doable. And for the occasions where you just simply have to have a bag of Haribos, we'll just stick to one, you know? It's about being imperfectly natural. But with the sugar, I think there's that really important question to ask yourself when you get massive sugar cravings. And the question to ask yourself is it that actually I just want some sweetness in my life? Right. This is not actually really about food at all. It's about wanting something else. So we just eat to fill a hole, don't we? Eat to push down the discomfort or whatever, which is where tapping is so fabulous, by the way. When you know that you're just about to have massive comfort eat, binge eat, actually bring down that craving, surf that urge. Hold on one sec. Let's answer that as we go. We'll get so Piers's question is, would tapping help with sugar cravings? And the answer is yes.
Big yes. There's a very specific protocol of using tapping for cravings where you either think of the thing that you want to eat or drink, or ideally you have it in front of you and you tap while you've got the cravings. So the bar of chocolate, the sweets, the glass of wine, the coffee, whatever it is you're trying to give up or have less of, and you tap with the cravings and it brings you back to your natural response to whatever that food or drink is. And the natural response, your body doesn't want you to have it, you know, it rejects it. Yeah, exactly. And people tell me that when they've tapped on sweets and chocolate, it tastes too sweet. And too, oh, they can taste the chemicals, and, yeah, and it's too fatty and sweet and disgusting.
Well, that's a really good that you use the word confectionery, because that's what it is. It isn't even actually food. Yeah. I mean, it bears no relation to food. So that's when we have to go back to that whole idea of, do we actually want to put a whole toxic load of chemicals in? Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate it. Thank you. So where were we? So food, nutrition, eat real food. All of this is real basic stuff. Clean your home without chemicals is so easy to do. The massive, massive toxic load from chemicals in the home is off the scale. And they reckon that the average home is more polluted than a busy street corner. Right. And it doesn't have to be. There's some things we can't do much about. We probably can't do a lot about furnishings and, you know, whatever. But we can make a choice about the things we bring in, about the things we choose to buy. And again, you go back to the grandma and the mother. You know, they literally would have had a couple of ingredients. You know, they probably would have had a bottle of bleach, you know, and a washing up liquid. And then the other ingredient, the ingredient that they all had was called elbow grease. Remember that, right? Because they weren't actually afraid to actually get down and dirty and clean stuff. But we don't like that now. We like to just kind of run in and spray and then walk away. But actually, when you stop using toxic chemicals and then you come across them again, it's terrifying. I now get an instant headache if I'm surrounded by kind of conventional cleaning products. Just an absolutely instant headache. And I didn't think I was particularly sensitive. It's just that now I don't use it anymore. It's quite astonishing. So I'd really just encourage you, because you've got nothing to lose. You'll save money. You'll definitely, you know, reduce your toxic load just by doing a bit of DIY stuff and choosing brands a little more carefully. And there's not much you can't clean with bicarbonate soda, good old bicarbonate soda. Bicarbonate soda and, you know, in water cleans most things. You can mix bicarbonate soda with white vinegar and make a fabulous little fizz. Little fizz paste. You can use tea tree oil. A little bottle of tea tree oil is the most incredible antibacterial wonder, and you need the tiniest amount. And then things like lemons, you know, never throw away a lemon, even when you've used it for your salad dressing and everything else. You can always use what's left to, you know, clean the bath and clean the ceramic sink. So all this stuff sounds really old style, but actually what we're doing is just simplifying and taking out a lot of the toxic load in your life. And then the other thing that I all used to talk about a lot many years ago, again, I was way ahead of my time, was the issues with EMFs, electromagnetic frequencies. Now, of course, back then, you know, it was relatively early days, 20 years ago. But now it's like, what is the point of even talking about the fact that absolutely every single one of us are glued to our phones the whole time? And we just are. So there isn't an awful lot you can say. Other than, I still believe that you can just become aware of whether it's possible for you to reduce your exposure to EMFs some of the time. Okay, most of the time, it's not going to work, but some of the time. So one thing we all really need, and we know this when we quit alcohol, is restorative sleep, right? We're pretty strong, most of us. We can cope, you know, with most things. We can cope with drinking for years, usually, till it bites you on the bum. But we can't cope without restorative sleep. And the problem with EMFs is that it disrupts the natural sleep cycle. So if you can just, who wants to fess up that they sleep with their phone by their bed and use it as an alarm? Oh, Piers, as well as the Whispers chocolate. Anyone else want to fess up? That's such an easy win. Get yourself an old-fashioned alarm clock. They're so good. They go beep, 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 and it's all so gentle. It makes a massive difference if you can not see. In fact, I think I read recently that even Apple, because clearly they don't want to be massively sued, even they, in their small print, say don't sleep near a charging phone. Even they say that. It's just really not good. So ideally, get your phone out of the bedroom, get an old-fashioned alarm clock, and if you can, turn off the Wi-Fi at night. All right, guys. Well, I didn't even know I was going to do all that, but there you go. So back on. So we kind of looked at emotional well-being, physical well-being, and then, of course, the reason we're all here tonight is because one of the really, really important pieces is connection and just the importance of being able to connect with like-minded people, you know, if you're doing this stuff. If you're doing anything to do with self-improvement, if you like, and thinking of your own health and well-being, it just makes such a massive difference if you're connected to other people who've been there, done it, got the T-shirt. And in the Sober Club, I think that's its main strength, is that we've got people who are day one and people who are year 10, but it doesn't matter what stage you're at, there's always something new that somebody's doing. And one of the really great things is that we all just kind of cheer each other on and become cheerleaders, and it's just super exciting to see the incredible ways that people change when they've quit the booze.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
For the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be sitting in for Bernie Keith on BBC Radio Northampton. So if you happen to be in the area or if you want to get a hold of it on BBC Sounds, I'm going to be on from Monday the 15th, Monday to Friday for a couple of weeks. It's the show is 10 till 2. Not quite sure how I'm going to fit everything in, but, you know, I'm sure we'll manage it. It'd be great to have your company. Drop me a text on the air. Be really, really good to feel, you know, that I've got kind of friends listening. You know how it is. So see you next time. Just a quick reminder then, if you're doing this, you know, early days, if you're just a few days into sobriety, if you're feeling wobbly, if you've been sober for a little while and then suddenly the wobbly thoughts are creeping in, you know, the answer is connection. It really is. Join us in the Sober Club. You will be welcomed. It's totally non-judgmental. If that doesn't feel right, just reach out and tell someone you're doing this. Don't just hang on your own. You'll probably won't win against the wine witch. You need support. You need someone helping to keep that fire burning. So reach out. You can absolutely reach out to me. I'll hold the vision for you. It's at Janie Lee Grace. If I get your message, I will reply. I can't say fair in that. So thank you, and see you next time.
You've been listening to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show on UK Health Radio.